Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Dreamcast. I've got another weird one for you today. Let me bring out my phone. I'm having weird dreams lately for some reason. I don't know if it's just because I've been recording them. Maybe that's why I've been having weird dreams, but it's kind of nice, you know? You look forward to going to sleep at night even more. You're like, man, what will I dream about tonight? I have a bunch of weird ones, so I'm not really sure what to pick. I probably should have picked before I started recording. Let's see. This one's long, so I'll pick that one. All right. This one got some iCarly characters in it because I guess the reboot reminded my mind that iCarly exists. I was in a big building. It had a bunch of characters in it. The original cast was the iCarly crew, meaning it changed throughout the dream. Carly had been put in this building with a bunch of Freddy and other character clones. Freddy clones. I need to start reading these before I start telling them. Carly was in there with a bunch of Freddy's clones and other characters' clones. The objective of this place was to try to kill each other with these long, sharp metal needles. They look like bamboo skewers that you would do like shish kebabs with, but instead of wood, they were like metal. Pretty nice, right? Murder with metal. They did not do much damage because they were so tiny. I mean, they were so thin. They were long, but thin. So you had to aim for vital organs. They would come up and pretend to be her real friend and then try to stab her. If she got stabbed several times, they were only allowed to take her down to 40% health before they had to stop and try again later. But if they stabbed her one time and it killed her, that was legal. But if they stabbed her multiple times, they could only take her down to 40% before they had to stop, if that makes any sense. Okay. After a while of that, Freddy singing weird murder songs, everyone turned into superheroes. It was set up like everyone from Chick-fil-A was a superhero, where I used to work. So I was back at work, except we were all superheroes. I lost my place. I was Spider-Man, and it was my final day at Chick-fil-A, because I've quit my job at Chick-fil-A, so this was a reenactment of this. It was kind of like a superhero mob or something, and there was a mob boss keeping people under control through threats. They were more like super villains than superheroes. There was this one girl who just oozed black liquid from all of her limbs. It was because she constantly got hit by cars and ran into buildings, but she had healing powers because of the black liquid oozing from every injury. At one point, I fought Hulk. I was stronger than him, though, either because it was my last day at work, so I had the power of control, or I think I had also eaten a piece of magical cinnamon cake from the powerful dessert case that we kept. But me and the Hulk fought, and after I subdued him, I ran into a room and locked the door. I heard him walk up and start beating on the door. He was a little weak and couldn't bust it open, but I knew he wouldn't... I misspelled that. I knew he would quickly get stronger. So to save us both some time, me and the person in there with me now decided to be a bro and let him in. He came in and sat down in the room. Then after that, I went to the dessert case because we had some good-looking stuff in there. I went to get a piece of some delicious-looking cinnamon cake, and I awoke to my alarm. Pretty weird dream. I want to go over this weird superhero lady. It was like she would get hit by cars, her arms would fly off, and black liquid would just ooze from her arm. It was like her regeneration liquid, and it would regenerate her arms. But she just like ran through traffic, just smashing into cars, or more like cars were smashing into her. And she just got limb after limb just chopped off, and it would spew black liquid anime style all over everything, and then her arms would regenerate. I don't know why I thought of this superhero, supervillain, fast food restaurant thing as a mobster, not like a Minecraft mob, like a shoot 'em up kind of mob. I don't know what those are called, like a gang. But I wrote that in there. So apparently there was this mob boss that was keeping everyone under control through threats, and I felt more powerful because it was my last day on the job. So I was like, you know what? You have no power over me. I've already quit my job. So whatever you say now has no effect on me. It was great. That's kind of how I felt the last day of my actual job, because, for those of you that don't know, I worked at Chick-fil-A for about 2 years. It was a good job. I don't feel like I'm really cut out for fast food. I don't want to stay in it. I don't know if anyone really wants to stay in it, but I wanted to get out of fast food. I'm still young, and I don't really have any overhead cost of living, so the only thing I had to do was pay for gas and insurance. So I paid my insurance for the year, saved up a bunch of gas money, and quit my job. So I felt powerful, and that's why I felt powerful in this dream, I think, is why I felt powerful in this dream. I was as powerful as the Hulk. Kind of seeing this manifest as I'm talking about it. Like, this is the parallels between dream and reality. I also had this the manager there. I'm sure she was nice and everything, but you know, a manager's got to manage. So we had everybody there had their beefs with the manager. So I think that was the mob boss keeping everyone under control through threats. And I don't know why, what the heck was going on with the beginning of the dream where everybody was stabbing each other with needles, because these things were like long needles, and I remember these Freddy clones from iCarly. I don't know why they were clones. Maybe because I've been watching Star Wars Clone Wars, but these clones of Freddy would come up and they pretend to be the real Freddy, and then when you finally thought they were the real Freddy, they'd stab you with these long needles. And if they didn't hit the vital organs, they'd have to stab a few times. And if you got down to 40% health, they'd be like, oh, my bad, I gotta go. And so they'd run away. But I think I also had a needle, but I don't know who I was. I'm assuming I was one of the iCarly cast, but you know how that goes in dreams. You never know if you're one person or another. Everybody's always swapping in dreams. Like, it was seamless between... From what I can remember, it was seamless between the time that the iCarly cast was there and then the time where the Chick-fil-A mob was there. And it all seemed so natural, but it actually was two totally different places. It was like a warehouse, like almost like an insane person warehouse that I was being kept in, with beds and stuff, where we tried to kill each other with the iCarly crew. I'll go ahead and read a shorter dream if I can find one. I think the reason why I have these dreams is because I've started talking about dreams on Dreamcast more, and I think that helps with getting my mind on it. So what is with these walk-in coolers? When I fought Hulk, I ran into a walk-in cooler. I said a room, but it was a walk-in cooler. I just scrolled through this, and I found another dream about a walk-in cooler, so let's read that. I had apparently accidentally cut someone in a walk-in cooler. I had been sentenced to jail for 2 years. It wasn't a normal jail. It was like a CCA jail. CCA jail? What? What's a CCA jail? Okay, let's just say it was like a schoolhouse jail. I could attend events and things with a parole officer. It was Mr. So-and-so from my taekwondo school. Not the main instructor, but another instructor. I told him to let me walk around campus by myself because there were lots of people around and it wasn't likely that I would escape. Then I lost him and I didn't want him to think I ran away. So I ran all over the campus looking for him, but I couldn't find him. I do remember this. Okay, it was a big school. And a big school ground, and I, like I said, I had apparently cut someone in a walk-in cooler. I don't know how. I think I just walked by him with a knife and just accidentally sliced their arm open or something. I don't know. I don't think I meant to do it. But I went to jail, and instead of sending me to a regular jail, there was this school campus. I don't know if it was a college. I know what it was in real life, but it wasn't like that in the dream. It was like a jail college. And so I went to – I was in this jail, and they had me in a big room with a bunch of inmates, I think. I think I was not alone. At times I was alone. At times I wasn't alone. Anyway, so I convinced my parole officer – I don't know why I had a parole officer if I was in jail. I don't know how that works. I hope I never know how that works. But my parole officer told me that, no, I told my parole officer, let me out. I will walk around campus and attend these events because there was a giant event going on. I don't know what it was. Maybe graduation. I don't know what it was, but it was a big event. So I walk out. He, I don't know if I actually convinced him or I don't know if I just kind of snuck out on my own, but I walk out and I think he's with me at first, but then he walks away from me and I start walking all over the campus. I convince him that I'm not going to run away, even though in the back of my mind, I'm like, if I could run away, I would. But then I get away from him. And I'm walking all over the campus, participating in events and stuff. And I realize that he's going to think I ran away or I'm trying to run away. So I don't want to get in trouble. So I go all over the campus looking for him instead, which I don't even know if I ever found him. I was just running all around. Should have been enjoying myself, but instead I was looking for this parole officer so I could tell him I wasn't trying to break out, even though, like, I wasn't going anywhere. I didn't leave the campus or anything. But anyway, I don't know. Weird dream. I don't want to. I hope I don't ever go to jail. Yeah, especially if it's. Well, that jail actually wasn't that bad, but either way. So that's all the dreams I want to give. I've got 90 dreams built up in my dream folder that I want to tell eventually. As long as I keep one dream a week, one or two good dreams a week, I can go on indefinitely, I hope. Maybe. Fingers crossed, knock on wood, I can go on indefinitely. So, that will be all for today. Short episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Might have a guest on next episode. Might not. Might just be me in a dark room talking. So, I will see you guys in the next one. Peace out from Dreamcast. And goodbye. Cool.